And as we're walking, I'm just going to ask you to introduce yourself, name and title.
Sure. I'm David Young. I'm the executive director of Cliveden, which is a National Trust historic site here in the historic Germantown section of Philadelphia.
Okay, and we're walking now from the carriage house over to the main mansion?
That's correct, and the carriage house is our welcome center. The main mansion was the Chew Mansion, known as Cliveden, and it was the scene of some of the bloodiest fighting during one of the largest battles of the Revolution, the Battle of Germantown. October 4, 1777 was a humid, muggy morning, and it was pretty foggy. Washington's plan was rather bold. He was going to use his numerical superiority with just over 11,000 troops and split his forces into four columns to try to take the British by surprise and surround them and force them to liberate occupied Philadelphia. Because of the fog, the units weren't necessarily able to coordinate. So there was one column on what's now Ridge Avenue, there was one column on what's now Skipack and Butler Pike, and two columns coming down Germantown Avenue. About a mile north of Cliveden in what is now Mount Airy and right at about Mount Pleasant Avenue, a British unit intercepted the Americans around 5:15, 5:30 in the morning. That unit engaged the Americans and then fell back into the empty summer home of the Chew family, the Cliveden estate, and they took position in this building. Washington and General Henry Knox made the decision to attack Cliveden and try to get the British out of the house. The British were able to hold off a cannon assault, attempts to set the building on fire, other units reinforcing to try to attack Cliveden, and they couldn't get the British out of Cliveden. Ultimately, the Americans ran out of ammunition. Meanwhile, the other columns had continued on and engaged the British at what is now Schoolhouse Lane. Intense fighting ensued. Cornwallis, General Cornwallis of the British, came up hurriedly from Center City to fortify General Howe's troops, and ultimately they chased the Americans back to what is now Fort Washington. For the most part, the battle ended up being a tactical loss for the Americans, but it was such a bold and impressive plan that it brought the French and European allies in to back the Americans. So strategically, it worked out for the Continental Army. This entry hall was meant to impress you with the status, wealth, and privilege and authority of the Chew family. Benjamin Chew was a chief official for the colony of Pennsylvania, at one point being attorney general, also chief justice, and he would very much recognize the house as it is set up today. It also has marks on the walls, and those marks on the walls are marks from the battle. So you see those marks, those are essentially...
See this one right over here?
Yep.
Like above the painting?
Next to the painting, above the painting, to the sides, over here. And so there was intense fighting, and at one point Americans were engaged in friendly fire with a troop in the back of the house firing at a troop in the front of the house. But the British had taken positions on the second and third floors and were firing out with a new weapon called the rifle, and had far more accurate shooting than the Americans did with their muskets.
So what is this room that we're standing in the doorway of?
This is one of the front bedrooms on the second floor. We really plan all year long to reenact the battle. The history of the reenactment dates from 1877, when the centennial of the battle was celebrated with a huge pageant in Germantown. The modern era of it, there was a 1927 reenactment where descendants of people who took part in the battle dressed in their ancestors' outfits. So one of the things we insist on is that the reenactors take part in the house. If you go to Gettysburg for the battle reenactment there, you're about a mile away from the actual battlefield. Here at Cliveden, the reenactors are in the house, firing out of it. So while it's curatorially challenging, It really makes it even more authentic in ways that some reenactments just aren't.
Right. How do you ensure that everything is kept up here the way it is the rest of the year?
Well, we plan it all year long, and then about a month out, we start to really move ahead with the preparing of the house for the defense of Clifden. We have to move the museum artifacts out of these rooms very carefully. Secondly, we put tarp on the floor because the British reenactors who come into the house have blanks, and that has gunpowder or little cartridges. So we have sand buckets to catch those, and then about the historic windows, we loosen up the historic windows so they're easier to open. We put this wooden base across the sill so that it protects the historic window fabric and the sashes, and then that way the reenactors are firing out these windows, which is a pretty cool component of the battle. It also means a lot to the reenactors. It's actually interesting to see that the British reenactors, they have a lottery to see who gets to be in the house firing from the second floor, because they consider it a real special occasion. That's, so the ones who get it are like, oh boy.
That's a coveted position.
That's a very coveted position. Yeah. Meanwhile, we have volunteers at the ready behind the units as they're firing out, encouraging them to put their muskets way out the window, extra far from the fabric, so that there's no blowback. But our volunteers have fire extinguishers and sand buckets in case there is any emergency.
Does that ever happen? Yeah, I mean, I didn't think of it, but there is gunpowder in these muskets. So are there ever small fires that need to be put out?
The only occasion I know of was when we used to let people fire out of the basement. One of them had started a couple of dry leaves on fire before my time. So what that meant is we just are extra careful. But as a result, we've had no such incidents since then.
Is there anything different this year? Anything you're going to be doing differently than last year?
Each year we try something a little bit different, and it gets bigger every year. And it's a largely, it's a very popular event that brings thousands of folks. Last year we had over 5,000 people attend. And there are two battles, the noon and 3 o'clock, but there's events going on all day at the property and throughout Germantown. And that's family events over on Uppsala. So some of the new things are over with the closed off Germantown Avenue. We have a beer garden. We have family events. Reenactors are going to run a kids muster this year, so children can help march with the units on the Uppsala side and get a sense of what kind of drills they had to do. That's new this year.
Can I just ask you, what's your favorite part of the reenactment, or of just all of the whole day that's coming up on Saturday?
My favorite thing last year was there was a young girl, probably 9 years old, in Muslim garb, and she had a tri-corner hat on and a wooden musket, and she was asking me, what happens next? And I just thought, for me the favorite is neighbors coming and realizing this happens. It's also a lot of fun to see people come to the battle as youngsters, because what we're finding is they come back to us with their kids, or they rent our carriage house for weddings. And when we ask them why are you having your birthday party here, it's because I came to the battle as a child and it meant so much to me. Or they're bringing their children now. And I know that the board of directors at Clifden that work so hard to find the resources and the expertise to preserve and give life to the site, they really appreciate that ongoing commitment of generations to what is one of Philadelphia's loudest block parties.